Hi, everybody. Are the Brewers throwing back this great start that they gotten off of? Was it a fluke? I mean, offensively, they can't get out of their own way. We're going to get into that. Another loss in Colorado. That's next here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. Just a pathetic night of watching Brewers baseball. The last three nights, lost 7-1 on Wednesday night to one of the worst teams in baseball. And they're making that Colorado pitching staff look like the 95 Braves. Kyle Freeland, who has had their number over the years, he's given up one earned run in 18 innings. Did him in tonight. Brewers just completely lifeless. I'm worried if maybe that start that they've gotten off to was a fluke. And this is the true Milwaukee Brewers team. Is it or isn't it? I don't know. But last three games, their second three-game losing skid of the season. We're going to get into all that coming up here on the show in a little bit. But there's certain guys in there that keep running out there. And, you know, they shouldn't be everyday players. But, man, this division is so rotten right now that the Brewers, I feel, are not taking advantage of it. Or maybe they're not good enough to. We'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. Chuck Freeman here. Welcome to Locked On Brewers. Appreciate you joining us. Thanks for following us on YouTube. And if you're not, hit the subscribe button, hit the little bell there, and that's going to alert you to every episode that we dropped on Locked On Brewers. Follow us on the podcast, the audio version. We have thousands of people following us on that. We appreciate that. That's on the Google. You can get that on Google. You can get that on Spotify. You can get it on Apple or wherever you find your podcasts. We are there. Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. And you everydayers out there, we know who you are because you listen and you tweet and you message us. And there's messaging allowed on YouTube. You can get us that way as well. We appreciate it because we're all going through this Brewer offensive funk. Stop me if you heard that before. We've been down this road before, and just seems like it never gets cured. All right, we'll get to that coming up here in a bit. Brewers play the final game of their series in Colorado coming up on Thursday afternoon. 2:10, that first pitch. Catch every pitch a Brewers hometown broadcast, SiriusXM, or the SXM app, search Brewers. All right, Kyle Freeland. First of all, Eric Lauer made the start. Gave up four runs in the fourth inning. I'm never going to blame Eric Lauer, okay, for giving up four runs in a start because, I mean, we know what we're going to get with him, okay? He's not one of their aces on the staff. He's a back of the rotation kind of guy. So, here's where the Brewers are right now. When the opponent scores three or four runs, they're done. And this has like been going on for quite a few years now. And it's a problem that never gets solved with the Milwaukee Brewers. High strikeouts, low OPS, one of the worst teams in the league against left-handed pitching. It's just year in, year out. And another left-hander did them in. It's continual with this team that they can't hit left-handed pitching. So the Brewers will try to salvage the final game of that series with Colorado. Again, just a bad team. They got a couple of nice players in their team. Okay. A couple of aging players, but still I thought the Brewers could go in there and take two of three. So anyway, Lauer gave up a four run fourth inning. And right there, I'm thinking game over. And then Chris Bryant hits a two-run home run off Hobie Milner later in the game, 6-0. And now it's for sure over. Ain't no way the Brewers are coming back for a sixth run. No way. Now, early in the season, you know, they showed some life. When they'd get down, they'd showed some rally. They'd showed some fight in their system. Maybe it's different this year. Yeah, we saw it for the first couple of weeks of the season. When they got up to that 15-6 record, we saw them show some fight. Even some of the games they lost, they showed some fight. That fight is gone, man. It's gone, and it better come back quickly. But Like, everybody in the division lost tonight. Everybody, including the St. Louis Cardinals, who got worse issues than we have with the Milwaukee Brewers right now. We'll touch on that one in the next segment briefly. Mike Brossel, running out him out there every day. He can't play third base, okay? Should not be a guy we're relying on. I thought Brossel, when he was on this team, I thought, okay, nice little guy you can plug in every once in a while, utility guy. We just keep running him out there, putting him in prime spots in the order. You know, thinking, I don't know why they do this, but we keep running him out there thinking that, you know, he's actually going to be like Molitor or Yount. I mean, I don't get it. You know, he is what he is. Let's see, where did he bat tonight? Bat in the cleanup spot. 216. Why is Mike Brossel batting in the cleanup spot? Is this team so void of talent that Mike Brossel has got to bat in the cleanup spot? A guy who should be a nice bat off the bench, maybe put him in your Sunday lineup, okay? But every day we're playing this, we're fighting, we're inventing spots to put him in the lineup. I don't get it. I just don't understand that. So 6-0 they were down. The Brewers did show a little somewhat, well, they loaded the bases in the ninth inning, down 7-0 with walks, and then a sacrifice fly drove in their only run. You know, things are going bad when, you know, the only way you can get a run in is if the opposing pitcher is walking guys and you luck into a run with a sac fly. But first and third in the seventh inning, they had a great scoring opportunity. Tyrone Taylor did crush the ball, but right at the Rocky shortstop, and that was that. I mean, he crushed the ball on a 1-2 pitch. But, you know, by the positive, Taylor did throw a guy out at home plate for a second night in a row. That was good. But just bad. Just brutal to watch. You know, it's no fun watching when they're like this. You know, I would much rather see them lose a 9-8 game and, you know, have a bullpen blow up. But right now, the trading deadline, I wish was tomorrow, so the Brewers can fill some of their holes on this team. I mean, because they have some holes on offense. Just killing them. I mean, Joey Weimer. I love Joey Weimer as much as you all. And I think we're all riding the crest of the terrific start he got off to. But Joey needs to go back down to AAA. He's batting .213. He was 0-4 again tonight from that 9-hole. We're burying him at the bottom of the order, the Brewers are. But it's a time where they got to send him down. But who do you call up? Blake Perkins? Got to see him again? Again, they're not calling up Jackson Churio. They're not doing that. You know, and he got some injuries they're dealing with. But, man, I kind of bought it early in the year when, you know, they're putting up some early offense and runs in game and coming from behind. I thought, okay, maybe, you know, they were stealing bases, playing ABC baseball, not settling back for the 3-run home run. Seems like it's the same old thing with the Brewers we've seen the last couple of years. Just a couple of weak hits, warning track fly balls, and that's that. All right, we'll get to the box score coming up here in a little bit here on Locked On Brewers. Chuck Freeman here. Appreciate you all joining us here on Locked On Brewers, you everydayers out there who join us every day on the Locked On Podcast Network, on Locked On Brewers, making the Locked On Brewers podcast the number one podcast for Brewers baseball on the internet, and I appreciate that. And, of course, Brewers baseball, catch every pitch of Brewers hometown broadcast on the SiriusXM or the SXM app. Search Brewers, and Colorado Rockies, the final game of that set at 2:10 on Thursday afternoon on getaway day before they head to San Francisco for the weekend. Better take tomorrow's game. We'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. Plus your tweets. I know a lot of you are not happy with the way things have gone here in the last week or two, and they got a lot of tweets, a lot of people messaging me. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Today's show brought to you in part by Rocket Money. Rocket Money. If you ever had one of those, you realized after a couple of months or so, why am I subscribing to that? Why am I still paying a bill for that? You know, and you keep getting bills and bills and bills and for things you don't know that you have, but you're getting bills on it. And somehow you or maybe your significant other keeps paying it and doesn't realize you don't have it anymore. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of the people in this world have subscriptions they forget about, and chances are you're probably one of that 80%. Like the Stars app, you know, somebody's got that out there, I know, and they got the app. They didn't realize they had it, and they're paying. It's buried on their monthly bill every month, and they're like, we don't use this. We got it free initially, but now we're paying for that in the last couple months. I've never gone there before. Well, Rocket Money is going to help you. We'll quickly and easily find the subscriptions that you're not using anymore and that you know, you could just cancel. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, averaging an average save for people about $720 a year. So stop throwing away your money. Man, we earn our money, and it's tough enough out there. Cancel unwanted subscriptions. Manage your expenses the easy way. Go to rocketmoney.com/lockedonMLB. That's Rocket Money, rocketmoney.com/MLB. LockedonMLB, rocketmoney.com/MLB. Chuck Freeman here on Locked On Brewers. Appreciate you joining us here on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. I'm going to take a quick drink here. I haven't fully recovered from being sick a couple of weeks ago. Still, you know, the voice still is not 100% there, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Thank you all for hanging in with me. All right, let's check the brutal box score. This will be fun. And here's how the Brewers lined up today, and here's who did what or did nothing of nothing. Christian Yelich went 1-for-3. Actually improved on that batting average, going 1-for-3. He also walked, batting .227. Willy Adames. I'm not worried about Willy. I told you that yesterday. Willy will bust out of it, but he went 0-for tonight. He's down to .222. William Contreras took an 0-for. Mike Brasso, again. What are we doing watching Mike Brasso in the cleanup spot? Mike Muscles Brasso in the cleanup spot for the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, Bryce Terang, pinch hit later in the game. Yeah, when you're pinch hitting for the cleanup hitter, that's a little sign right there. Rowdy Tellez dropped to the fifth spot tonight. Lefty in the hill. Rowdy at a base hit, struck out. Also had a pitch go. Daniel Bard threw a pitch behind his back tonight. Rowdy smiled, and that was that. And then he popped out and slammed his bat down. Luke Voit played first base, went 0-for-2. Luke is a miserable 208. Luke, 51 at-bats. Luke, when are we going to hit that first home run? I mean, you're on this team to hit dingers. I kind of projected Luke, if he was going to get some PT this year, 20 to 30 out of this guy. 0 through 58 at-bats. Tyrone Taylor got the start again in right field, moved over to center late in the game. He went a sack fly late in the game for the only RBI, 0-for-3. As yet, they have a hit in two games, but showed his gun in right field by throwing a runner out at home plate again. Terrific. Owen Miller. Batting .292, he had two of the four hits. I like Owen, but Owen should be a utility guy. You know, I wish the trading deadline was tomorrow. Of course, the Brewers doing something about it would be another issue. Joey Weimer, again, 0-for-2. He's batting .213. Eric Lauer took the start tonight, 4 2/3, 4 earned runs, 6 strikeouts. About what I expected out of Eric Lauer. Okay, no problem with that. You know, I don't expect him to go out and strike out 15 and go 8 strong. He went 7 1/3 like a couple of weeks ago, but I don't expect that out of him. Elvis Peguero, inning and a third, 1 hit. Hobie Milner. Boy, Hobie. Give the 2-run home run to Chris Bryant. 2 hits in a third of an inning. Jake Cousins. And Jake in his old mop-up duty. Inning in 2/3, 3 hits, 1 earned run for Jake Cousins. He's actually been pretty good, but low leverage spots for Jake Cousins. in a 7-1 Colorado Rockies win. Third game of that series coming up. Brewers with their second three-game skid of the season.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast.
All down on the team right now, but I'm just flustered with the way offensively. It's good to see Brent Suter out there. Sad to see him in a different uniform. One of the all-time good guys in Brewers history. I mean, all-time. I've been covering this team for over 40 years. One of the all-time good guys. A little painful to see him on the other team, Brent Suter, but good for him, you know, getting a job with the Rockies, a bad team, but, you know, Brent Suter is still an effective pitcher, a lefty in that as well. So other than that, yeah, I don't know much more I could say about the game, but offensively, just very bad. Just very bad. We'll get to your tweets coming up here in a little bit. Well, if we think we got it bad right now, and the Brewers are 18-12, still six games above the 500 mark. St. Louis has lost six in a row. 10-22. I believe it's 10-22. I don't think my app updated just yet. But they blew a game to the Angels. Angels scored three in the ninth. And I was reading a tweet from Derek Gould from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who's been covering the Cardinals forever. He says, in that ninth inning, when the Cardinals gave up the three runs to the Angels, it was the loudest booing perhaps ever that he's heard at Busch Stadium. Wow. Marmol, the manager there, he can't be sleeping too good, but that's their problem. And I feel like the Brewers are wasting an opportunity by, they got like a 9-game lead on the Cardinals already, but they could just accelerate ahead of those guys and put them in the dust. And a few other teams in this division as well. I mean, this division really stinks. I mean, the Pittsburgh Pirates lost again, and they're not good at all, but they have one of the better players in the league, I think, in Brian Reynolds. I'd love to have him on the Brewers. But this division, right now the Brewers are the best team in the division, but is that saying much? Is that saying a heck of a lot for this team when they can't hit? I mean, it's one thing to win the division, but if you get to the postseason and you can't compete with the Dodgers or you can't compete with the Mets or the Braves, does it really matter if you win the division? I know you just want to get there, but you want to be playing good baseball and you want to have a good team. 2018, when they won the division, that was a good team. 2021, yeah, not as good as 2018. This team right now is a little bit better than average. Yeah, they're 18-12. But if they hang in there, I just don't want them to throw back this record. And we're seeing teams at the 500 mark competing for the division championship. I don't want to see that. But the Brewers would have to make some moves. The Brewers need some help because offensively, they're bad. And it's not a small sample size. This is dating back for a while. When Rowdy Tellez is your best hitter, not home run hitter, but best hitter, guy who's going to get you clutch hits, okay? When Rowdy, you know, he's going to get his 30, 35 home runs, but we're not expecting run-scoring singles like we did on Friday night. They need help offensively. We'll get to some more of your tweets coming up here in a little bit. We'll get your tweets right after we tell you about So Rare. So Rare is a new sponsor here on Locked On Brewers, a revolutionary fantasy baseball game and marketplace transforming fans and owners with officially licensed digital cards featuring players from all across all 30 MLB teams. Unlike other fantasy baseball platforms, So Rare managers truly own their own fantasy experience, collecting, buying, selling, competing with player cards against global opponents to win epic awards. Game weeks, MLB game weeks, happen twice weekly, span of a 3 or 4 day cycle. At the end of the game week, So Rare MLB managers who rank near or the top of their leaderboards with a variety of awards, they have a chance to win game tickets, merchandise, signed jerseys, chance to meet MLB stars. So head to SoRare.com, SoRare.com/LockedOn. That's SoRare, SoRare.com. Draft your team of free player cards. Set your lineup. Start competing today to win epic awards. Again, that's SoRare.com/LockedOn to start playing today. Brewers taking on the Colorado Rockies, the final game of that series. That's going to be a 2:10 Central Standard Time in the Great Midwest on Thursday. And, of course, you catch every pitch of Brewers' hometown broadcast with SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers. I know people who got SiriusXM specifically so they can get the Milwaukee Brewers in their car when they're driving around. Buddy of mine lives in Texas. He gets SiriusXM. He tells his wife, I need that because I need my Brewers baseball. Thanks for making Locked On Brewers your first listen to every day. All you everydayers out there, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for following us on Twitter. Chuck Freeman, FREIMUND. Thanks for following us on YouTube, Locked On Brewers. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell there. That'll alert you every time we drop an episode, which is a few hours after that final pitch. And, of course, follow us on one of your favorite podcasts. To get the audio version of this, go to Google, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts. After the game, when I drop the podcast, I list every site you can go get these. And there's probably some more out there that I don't listen to, but I listen to all the major ones out there. And we appreciate you listening each and every day. And, of course, I always love to hear your comments and the tweets, which we'll get to right now. All right. Brewers did lose the game. 7-1. Just a hapless night. My tweet was, just a hapless night for the Brewers. They better not be throwing back this great start. Okay. All right. Jody writes, some will say bad offense. Same as last year. Derek says, this is just a replay of last season. Good pitching and no hitting. Good pitching last night from Peralta. Got the best you get out of Eric Lauer tonight. All right. Brian Giese writes, 4 runs at Coors is equivalent to giving up 2 anywhere else in the major leagues. It's also impossible to win a baseball game scoring runs. Yeah, you know, that old saying, you got to be able to score some runs to win. They scored one. Oh, they scored one at the top of the ninth inning on a sac fly. Okay. But, yep, got to be able to score some runs. I'll take 4 runs all day. Give it up by somebody at the back end of the rotation. Rad says, all starts with the leadoff hitter. No fire or care in the world. I think I would just like to see him slam the bat down once in a while. And I know he's not that way. He's not a fiery type guy, it seems. But I would love to see Christian Yelich, when he goes down swinging or pops out, slam the bat down. Rowdy did tonight. All right. Showed a little passion. But I just feel like with Yelich, got to get better. You know, the old expression in baseball, and I hate it when you hear from these players. Well, we'll forget about this one and come out tomorrow and go get him tomorrow. Ugh. Meanwhile, the rest of us are just bashing our brains out after another loss. It's your boy says, I agree if they win 10 games, if not, no chance. I don't know what he's responding to there, but he agrees with me on something. Go Pack Go says they are not good at hitting. Perry Clark says Brasso can't play third. They need to figure something else out. 4 unearned for Lauer. Yeah, Brasso should not be playing third base, and he should not be at all in an everyday lineup of a team that we think has a shot at winning the pennant. And I think we all agree they do. They just need to get better in a few areas. Samari Troll says, Craig is to blame for the lack of success against lefties. He only cares about matchups no matter how bad the righty hitters are. It's a travesty. Terang gets benched today after going 2-for-4 last night. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of always going to that. Well, I mean, look at Rowdy last weekend. He was hitting left-handed pitching. You know, just automatically when somebody's a left-handed hitter is up, and a left-handed pitcher is on the mound. Oh, can't play this guy. Better stock him with right-handers. No matter if that guy hasn't played for 3 weeks, and he's terrible. Put him in there because he's a right-handed hitter. I don't like that way. Ronnie Sexton says, damn right player. Joshua, against lefties, good luck. Dead last in every major batting category against them. Yeah. Slugging percentage and OPS, worst in the league. Worst in the league. Heaven's Table Barbecue says, he's talking about the Packers there. Okay, now I get some Packers. I put something out about Joel Embiid and Aaron Rodgers today that people are tweeting me on. Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. Appreciate you following me on Twitter. And thank you for watching the show. We're going to get out of here right now. Thanks a ton. Yeah, it's time we check out. 2:10 tomorrow. The Brewers and Rockies, the final game from Coors Field, where they've had some pretty decent weather. Thanks for making Lockdown Brewers your first listen to every day. We will be here after the game. Tomorrow night sometime we'll be dropping that podcast. And, we'll wrap that up and looking ahead to the San Francisco series. So that'll be tomorrow night we'll be doing that. But thank you again, all you everydayers out there. And those of you who are going to listen in, catch every pitch of the Brewers Hometown Broadcast SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers, Brewers, and Rockies at 2:10 coming up on Thursday before they head to San Francisco for a late night game on Friday night. But first things first, Wade Miley. Wade, I know you're going to give him a good one. It's just that we don't know if you're going to get any offensive support. Connor Siebold makes his first start for the Rockies. He's pitching mostly out of the bullpen and ERA over 5 for the Rockies. That's going to do it. So long, everybody. That's going to do it for the show today. I'm Chuck Freeman. This is Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Network.